Good morning, 912 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and on the phone we have Keith Boma of Sun Group. How are you doing today, Keith?
Doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty well. I am doing better than I deserve, I guess. So, first of all, can you tell me about any listings, upcoming auctions you have going on?
Yeah, yep, I can talk a little bit about that. Talking about that property in Eureka that we've had under contract. Looks like that one's going to come back active again, and that was a 63 acres. It's got a home, a newer manufactured home that was put on that in 2016. It's got a permanent foundation under it. That one's going to come back to the market today. So, anyways, that one now, I got the one in Howard. We're going to be doing a closing on that today, so that's gone. Got a nice property there in Neodesha. It's just right outside of Neodesha. It's located, I think, in a real great place because it's only like 2 miles outside of town. Gorgeous house. They've done a great job taking care of it. I believe it was built in like 1996, so not an extremely old home by no means. And it's just been really well taken care of. A lot of hardwood floorings in it, big spaces. I mean, there's big kitchen, dining room, family room, just a real neat place. Big shop that's on this property. And it's got, I think, about 16.23 acres. But anyways, I think about 10 acres of it is fenced in. It's got a nice little pond. You can put a few horses out there, a few cows, whatever you're into. Anyways, just a super nice property. So if you're thinking about getting up in that area, that's one to look at, I think. So if you have any questions, just give me a call. I can send you some information on that. Still got this one in Toronto. Nice little house. It's in Toronto, but still the lake. If you've been in Toronto, it's not too far from there. I mean, I think within less than 5 minutes you could be at the lake. So that's another nice little house that's got a lot of potential to it. You know, we still got this land down in Sedan. If you're looking for something to build on or just some good recreational ground for hunting, beautiful oak trees and bluffs, rock bluffs. I mean, it's a real special place. Couple really nice ponds on it. Super neat. It's got some oil income on it and stuff. Just a real neat place. So we got some other listings too. I won't go through all of those, but you can check them out there on our website if you want to at sungroup.realestate.com and check out some more of those listings. Now we were upcoming auctions. We do have an upcoming auction here in October the 1st is when that's going to be, and we're going to have all kinds of good stuff in it. It's going to be we've have everything from guns, ammo. We've got some old trucks, truck parts, and later 70s Ford truck parts, motors, cabs. Fenders and grills for those doors. We've got old feed trucks, cake boxes. There's going to be pretty much an array of kind of farm, ranch kind of stuff. Just down to tools too. I mean, we've got ATVs, couple tractors, couple little tractors that are going to be in it. Couple trailers. We got a 24-foot gooseneck trailer that's going to be in this auction. We got a little stock trailer that's going to be in there. We got some generators, power tools. It's going to be a good upcoming auction. So anyway, just be looking for that. That's going to be, like I said, on October the 1st, and that's going to be here in Longton. Longton is where that's going to be at. So from those that maybe not know where Longton is, from Independence, you would just go on Highway 160, just about 30 miles back to the west on 160, and you'd run into it. So about 15 minutes from Elk City. So, again, that's going to be on the 1st. So, and we'll talk more about that as it gets a little closer. We're getting ready to get finished up with the cell bills and stuff. So you'll see some of those out. And also you can look at it on our website. As soon as we get it up, it's not up there yet, but it will be to come. So hopefully we'll have that up here, maybe even by today if we get things done with it. But you can look at it on our website, and or also I put everything on Facebook, and that's Keith Beaumont, Realtor and Auctioneer, Sun Group, Inc. You can also get on there and look at things, too, from upcoming listings, auctions, and all that. You can see it all from there. So, anyways, that's kind of what's going on in the auction world. I think we're going to have an antique auction, too, that's going to be coming up after this is what we're planning. And, you know, we got some land auctions that are going to be coming up as well. So, anyways, a lot to come. You know, kind of getting out of summer, leading up into fall. So, anyways, I think we're going to be fairly busy through fall and winter. So,
good deal. And I'm sure you get to drive quite a bit around the KGGF listening area. And I was curious, how's the land area looking? How's pasture condition? What are we looking like right now?
Well, I tell you, what's really affecting everything right now is the drought that we've been in. And we've been on a lot of property looking at it, showing property and everything to people, and it's the grass is in its more poor shape than what you're going to normally see it as. Obviously, the ponds, the rivers, creeks, all that stuff, because, you know, we've been lacking water. We haven't had enough rain this year. So, you know, the grass is drying up. The ponds are very low. You know, when you're showing these properties now, and most people know that too when they're coming to look, but you can certainly say that, you know, they're in kind of the worst condition that you're going to see them, because everyone knows that we've had, you know, a pretty rough summer. It's been hot, it's been dry, and just burnt things up, you know. Hay fields, you know, have produced a lot less than normal too. And I know that firsthand. We do. We put up a little bit of hay ourselves, and you know, field that what we normally get off of it. We've got about half of what we normally get off of it. I mean, it's been that noticeable of a difference. So, anyways, and I know that everyone else has seen similar things. You know, so and I've talked to some ranchers. You know, they're trying to buy up all the hay they can right now. So I think that's going to be pretty much a big deal. You know, this year is getting hay. A lot of people aren't selling it, but they're looking for it. So, you know, we've seen earlier on in the year when we know some ranchers that had actually moved cattle up here, brought them up to Kansas earlier on in the year because they were experiencing drought in their state. And so they was kind of shuffling cattle around. So now they're kind of rebounding from that where they came from. But here, you know, we're still very much in a drought. Now, we had a rain here, what, a week or two ago that came through that, well, some areas seen some and some really didn't. But we did a little bit here, but it just was enough to put a little green back into the grass, but that was about it. We still need a lot more than that to kind of get us out of this. But, you know, but not only the drought not only affected the farmers and ranchers, but also other people as well. I mean, when you've been trying to grow a garden, for example, I mean, you know, this would have been a rough year to do that. You'd have to be out there watering that thing all the time. Or if you're just trying to maintain a nice looking yard, I mean, it's difficult when you don't got no rain. So, you know, you just look at the rivers and the creeks and the ponds, like I mentioned a second ago. You know, I was driving up, making a drive to Howard yesterday, and I was crossing over the Elk River. Now, over here in Elk County, it's not near as wide and deep as big as what it is when it gets into Montgomery County. It's over here, it's more kind of like of a creek, but man, I tell you, I don't know that I've seen it look so poorly. You know, the water was stale and still not moving. I mean, it just looked rough, and it looked like it had some of that algae stuff on it and stuff. So, you know, it's just affected a lot of people. You know, some ranchers have been forced into selling their cattle due to the conditions too. So I've talked to some of them that's had to get rid of cattle. I talked to a guy the other day. Now, he doesn't have a big operation, but he has a few head of cattle, and he said, you know, I'm going to have to sell my cows because I'm just running out of water. So anyways, you know, it's just affecting a lot of things when it comes to the farm and ranch lifestyle. So, and those guys that are in it know about it already, don't need to hear it from me, but
no, yeah.
But, anyways, yeah, so.
No, it's a real tough thing right now. I'm just looking at the U.S. Drought Monitor. I mean, the entire state of Oklahoma is at least in a moderate drought, all the way up to a lot of it. You know, southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, it's all in extreme drought right now. It's just skipping over severe. And I mean, we've got western Kansas, exceptional drought. I mean, it's not good. I mean, I haven't seen, you know, in my lifetime, I'm quite a bit younger, I haven't seen anything like this since I've really been paying attention.
Well, yeah, no, it's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly what I was on NIDIS, the drought.gov. Everyone can go over there and look at it. But I was on there looking at the same thing you're looking at. And, you know, they said that this last July here, the 14th driest, this was in Montgomery County, the 14th driest July on record over the last 128 years since they've been keeping track. So 50 driest year to the date in the past 128 years. So, yeah, it's been really dry, and it's been affecting a lot of people. So, you know, and if anybody that's listening wants to go on there, you can look at it. Like I said, drought.gov, and they get everything updated every Thursday to show the local and then the intensity of the drought across the whole country. And you can go in there and put your county in there and all that and look. But I mean, obviously, when you're living in it every day, you don't need to look, but you can all, it's also kind of interesting. It's just informational, really. But they have a scale that they put every county into and where you're at in on the drought monitor. Now, they start for the DO, and that's the conditions, and all the way up to a D4, which is the exceptional drought. So, and the DO, just real quick, is just we're kind of, this is the example that they give, and there's the stock pond levels decrease, the plant is, planting is delayed, particular for winter wheat, irrigation watering demands increase, and that's in a DO. And the D1 is the moderate drought, where the wheat and grasses drought stressed, hay demand increases, fire danger increases, pond levels are low, habitat is poor. And then you go into D2, and it's a severe drought, and that's wheat, corn, soybeans, and hay yields are low. Crops and has severe damage. Burn bans are implemented. More grass fires occur. Blue-green algae impact water supplies and ponds, streams. You know, and I think I was seeing some of that the other day. I was in question if that was that blue-green algae that I was seeing when I said I seen a river just in a still. Area, and I don't know, it could have been. And then the D3, that's where Montgomery County, they have Montgomery County in that right now, and that's extreme drought. And that's when the cattle sales, you know, start getting high. People's got to do something. They're running out of grass, running out of water. Emergency grazing is open. Corn and wheat crops fail. Pasture conditions are poor. Major infestations of locusts occurs. Quail, pheasant populations are reduced, trees are stressed, emergency water supplies are needed, rivers levels are low, restrictions on water. I mean, so anyways, and that's where, according to this drought.gov, that's exactly where they got Montgomery County out right now, is in a D3. So anyways, you know, and like I said, everyone, especially living in that world and operating in it, know for a fact that we've already had some problems with rainfall and the drought, and everyone's just dealing with it. But anyways, I thought it was kind of informational, interesting, too, to kind of see where we're at, where they consider us, you know, on that scale. You know, like I guess just talking earlier, you know, I've noticed it, you know, in the hay that we've cut and put up this year, you know, where it's literally been cut almost in half is what, you know, what we normally would expected. And we, you know, expected that going into this year with, you know, knowing how dry it was. So, even my yard, you know, we haven't mowed in 2 months, and just recently we got a little shower that came over that was enough to kind of green things back up, but it really wasn't nothing to go out and mow yet. But my yard here at my house has been cracked, and I've got big cracks in my yard. Things is just look completely dead. So anywhere from the yards out to the ranchers and the farmers, I mean, it's affected a lot of people, but certainly them guys that are raising cattle and trying to grow crops, you know, make a living on that, it's been extremely difficult. So anyways, just thought, you know, I'd touch base on that a little bit, you know, kind of bring it to everyone's attention. And again, you can go on there and check it out if you want. So just go back on there to drought.gov, and you can learn a little bit more about that. So anyways, guys, I'm going to get off here, but I'll just wrap up. Guys, if you guys have any questions about auctions, real estate, you know, we specialize in land sales, land auctions also as well, and we just do traditional listings. So either way, if you have any questions with any of that, just feel free to give us a call. You can reach us, me on my cell phone. The best way is 316-680-5131. That's my cell phone. Best way to get a hold of me. You can also call our office. We have two locations. We have an office in El Dorado, and then we also have one in Fredonia. So the one in Fredonia is 431 North 6th Street. That's just downtown on the square west of the courthouse. You can find us there. The phone number there is 620-607-2445. Remember to get on our website. You can go on there and see listings, upcoming auctions. Some of the things that we've sold, if you just want to see what we've sold in the past, we got that on there as well, some of our land sales and stuff. So just go in there, go to land or auctions, whatever you're interested in, sungrouprealestate.com, and check us out, guys. And again, if you got any questions, call my cell phone, 316-680-5131. Guys, it's been nice getting to talk to everyone this week, and I look forward to getting back on here next Friday.
All right, absolutely. Keith Beaumont with Sun Group, and we're going to be praying for some rain.
That's right. That's what we need. So hope everyone has a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you next week. You have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll continue with Open Line right after this on the Mighty 690.